Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm doing the final video for today. Then I'm going to start archiving and stuff. I want to talk about being methodical, not like OJ, darn it, but being crafty with how you maneuver in this world. I've spent a lot of my time being flawed in my thinking, and we're all flawed in some way. We're humans. But I've been really stupid, like in my 20s and stuff, and late 20s, real late 20s, and not plotting out how I do things. And if I could tell my younger self or any younger man of 10 years, it is to plan things 3 days ahead. Plan them 3 days ahead. If you're gonna go to the store Monday, okay, fine, go to the store Monday, then know what you're gonna do Tuesday and Wednesday just to have just to have a foundation. Because when you go through this matrix and you just work 40 hours and you are off Saturday and Sunday and you don't know what you're gonna do the weekend, it creates the devil's playground starts to form. That's what happens. The devil's playground starts to form, and you really don't have a lot of hearsay in your life. Your life passes you by, and that's the worst thing for a lot of guys in their 20s. That's what happened to me, is that I wasted every bit of it, messing up, jacking off, strung out, porn, whatever. Going to the club, trying to talk to girls, didn't work. I didn't do anything. And a lot of people can really relate to that. I didn't do anything. And if I was 21 again, I would go to trade school. I would invest in Bitcoin. Well, yeah, I would, because that was 2009. Bitcoin was around like 2010, 2011, around that area. So it hadn't hit $100 till like 2013. So I would have a 4 year advantage on Bitcoin. I would put 5,000 in Bitcoin, buy a car, own it, go to trade school at night, work during the day, and I would just save. Don't go to the club. Don't try talking to women. They're not worth it. Don't buy them drinks so you could talk to them. No. Because I used to be that guy back in 2009. I used to be that guy when I was 20 years old. There's nothing out here. That's what's scary. And I think a lot of us, a lot of the young guys today, are at a dead end. They're at a dead end. I didn't see it when I was 20, 21 years old. I didn't see crap. But now that I'm older, like 16 years passed, and you're like, okay, there's nothing out here. Might as well just be calm, cool and collective. So always be methodical in your decision making. I'll give you an example, like with me. I have a car that I'm about to pay off and own. It's giving me a lot of problems, all right? It's giving me problems that I'm not too fond of. It's actually quite serious. And what could happen to the car could this week could determine if I keep it for next year or keep it for this year only. So what I'm doing is this. I'm saving up. I saved last week's check, and I'm saving up this week's check to pay for repairs because it might be that bad. There's about seven things wrong with the car. Then, let's say the car gets fixed. Everything's fine. Okay, I've already signed up for Uber and Lyft in case my hours are low at my second job, because sometimes that happens. My hours fluctuate. I'm not guaranteed hours. Like this week, I have the whole week off. But my car's getting fixed this week. Okay? So they have, I'm dropping the car off Monday. They have all week to fix the doggone thing. Then when it's fixed and I have two checks worth to pay for everything, I can do Uber and Lyft and they recover my losses. Then, going into next year, if this car can last me until next tax season, I will use my tax refund off the two jobs I'm working to use that as a down payment to get me another car, and then hold the car up long enough to use that as a trade-in to even pay less on a car payment. That's what I'm talking about, being methodical. And I had to teach myself this. I had to go on YouTube, and I'm teaching myself. If YouTube is not your classroom, you're doing something wrong. So, that's it. Be methodical in your thinking. All right, bye, guys.